Jenna Ellis pleads guilty to felony charge in Georgia election case. By Hannah Blow on October 24, 2023. Former Trump campaign lawyer turned 2024 DeSantis supporter Jenna Ellis is pleading guilty to a felony charge in relation to the 2020 Georgia election case, which includes former President Donald Trump and 18 co-defendants. According to court documents, Ellis is pleading guilty to the charge of aiding and abetting false statements/writings. Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis unveiled the case in August, accusing Trump and others of pursuing a conspiracy. However, the indictment itself lists a series of mundane acts to support this claim, such as reserving rooms and tweeting about election integrity hearings. For example, the indictment states, on or about the third day of December 2020, Donald John Trump caused to be tweeted from the Twitter account at Real Donald Trump, Georgia hearings now on at on. Amazing. According to the indictment, Trump tweeting about a hearing and calling it amazing was an overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy. There are several other instances of that throughout the indictment, as well. Notably, Ellis, one of the several co-defendants who smiled in her mugshot photo and one point made it her profile picture on X, spoke to Breitbart News Sunday host Joel B. Polak in August on Sirius XM Patriot 125 following the release of the indictment, of which she was charged with two acts, allegedly violating the RICO, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations, Act, and solicitation of violation of oath by public officer. As Breitbart News reported, Ellis is described in the indictment as having appeared, spoken, and presented witnesses at meetings in Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan, and Georgia, as having encouraged legislators to appoint alternate electors to the Electoral College, and having written memoranda on the constitutional grounds for the vice president to reject the Electoral College votes of contested states, all of which, Polak noted, seemed to be constitutionally protected actions, with no suggestion Ellis had participated in any conspiracy other than the Trump campaign. At the time, Ellis made it clear that Republicans must fight the indictments. We can't have a response that says okay, we are then going to go after the Democrats with the same sort of weaponization just because they have targeted us, she said. That would be tearing down the protections of the Constitution. We have to take the better path, the conservative path. It remains unclear if she now considers pleading guilty to a felony charge as the better, more conservative path.